With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks this morning closed an approximately 180-mile stretch of the Yellowstone River and nearby tributaries due to what it's calling an unprecedented fish kill. The agency estimates that tens of thousands of fish have died this week from a parasite that causes kidney disease. Most of those are mountain whitefish, but there have been reports of dead rainbow and Yellowstone cutthroat trout. The closure area stretches from the northern boundary of Yellowstone National Park at Gardner downstream to Laurel. Governor Steve Bullock says the state can't afford for this disease to spread to other rivers.
A threat to the health of Montana's fish populations is a threat to Montana's entire outdoor economy and the tens of thousands of jobs it sustains.
The disease is being exacerbated by stress factors of near record low water flows, consistent high water temperatures, and disturbances caused by recreational activities. Yellowstone National Park public affairs specialist Sharisa Reed says the river remains open inside park boundaries.
In the park, we have a little bit different situation. We're at a higher elevation, and the risk for us having that particular parasite is lower. We have not identified that parasite anywhere in the park, and we also haven't had any dead fish reported inside Yellowstone.
Reed says a half dozen park staff are monitoring waters there for dead fish, and at this time, no closures are planned. Governor Bullock says Montana's outdoor recreation industry supports more than 64,000 jobs in Montana and generates nearly $6 billion a year in economic activity. Republican candidate for governor Greg Gianforte is telling supporters that he'll match all campaign contributions dollar for dollar. Gianforte told supporters in Huntley in July that he and his wife Susan are, quote, all in. The Huntley event was recorded by a Montana Democratic Party volunteer. Gianforte had donated about $950,000 to his campaign as of July 27th, according to campaign finance reports. The U.S. Department of Justice announced this week that it's phasing out its use of private prisons. Edward O'Brien reports on whether that decision could impact Montana's only contract prison just west of Shelby.
The government's directive will affect 13 privately run prisons holding over 22,000 inmates. Montana U.S. Attorney Michael Cotter tells MTPR its impact, while significant, will not be felt at North Central Montana's Crossroads Correctional Center.
It really won't. It shouldn't have any impact whatsoever.
Crossroads' capacity is currently maxed out at 600 inmates. Most are state inmates, but as of yesterday, 95 were there, courtesy of the federal government. Federal inmates come and go to Crossroads and will continue to do so despite the Justice Department's directive earlier this week.
The individuals that are being held at Crossroads are federal prisoners who are pending trial or those who are post-sentencing and pending assignment to a federal facility.
So in other words, Crossroads serves as a glorified holding tank for incoming and outgoing federal inmates. Again, U.S. Attorney Michael Cotter.
We don't have in Montana a federal prison. So through the United States Marshal Service, they contract with, for example, Crossroads and lease beds for prisoners.
Crossroads owner, Corrections Corporation of America, declined our interview request, but in a written statement disputed the government's assertion that private facilities have more safety and security problems than government prisons. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.
A Kalispell judge won't decide before Tuesday on an anti-marijuana group's request to place its initiative on November's election ballot. District Judge Heidi Ulbricht heard arguments today on whether nearly 6,000 petition signatures that the group Safe Montana claims were lost and wrongly rejected should be counted. Safe Montana and its leader, Billings car dealer Steve Zabawa, want Ulbricht to order Montana's Secretary of State to certify the initiative for the ballot. Zabawa says Ulbricht told the sides to file additional information by 5 p.m. Monday. He said he expects a decision by next Thursday when certification of election ballots begins. The measure, which fell short of qualifying by 4,137 signatures, seeks to repeal Montana's medical marijuana law and declare that any drug illegal under federal law is also illegal under state law. A ban on fishing, boating, and other activities on a portion of the Yellowstone River could last for months after an invasive parasite has killed thousands of fish. The closure includes an approximately 180-mile stretch of the river and hundreds of miles of tributaries from Gardner downstream to Laurel. State officials have retracted earlier statements that fish had been killed inside Yellowstone National Park. Greg Gianforte says shortcomings of tribal governments are hindering a free market from flourishing on Montana's American Indian reservations. The Republican candidate for governor made his remarks in response to a question about Montana's reservations during an appearance in Huntley on July 21st. Gianforte says the way to lift people out of poverty is through the free market. I'm Eric Whitney. Thanks for listening.